time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles 4-2 win over Atlanta on Wednesday night.
Yeah, he was ready. He was ready from middle innings to run or defend or to pinch hit in a big spot, and went in and made a great play defensively in that really tough corner, and then on time with a fastball right from the jump. So huge hit for us, and really happy for him.
How good was
Well, that was, I mean, just look. I mean, no walks in the night through a whole pitching staff, but no walks for Cave Povich, and you know, that's something we talked a lot about with him, at the end of spring about command and how important commanding your fastball is and being able to land off speed and fastball counts for strikes. And he did all that tonight. The curveball was really good. The cutter was good. He had life to his fastball. Just threw a ton of strikes. Did an unbelievable job. It's only had two starts, but that was impressive tonight. That's a good lineup. I know that they're not – that team's going to get going offensively. They're really, really dangerous. But the way he kept them off balance was so impressive. And be able to drop curveballs in when he wanted to and get him to chase too in advantage counts with a good fastball and a good cutter. So, that was everything we needed and more. I just saw some less misses. I thought there were some arm side misses there in Toronto, probably a little too excited. Total command tonight. And just the one hit by pitch, which ball got away from him arm side up. But working ahead of hitters and no walks, unbelievable. Well, I mean, That puts a ton of pressure on defense, and if those two guys can swing the bat and offer any sort of offense at the bottom, that's massive for us with wrapping around with who we have at the top of the order. So incredible job by those two guys. I thought, you know, it was nice to see Sed get on a fastball or get on some sort of cutter or whatever it was, take a great swing on that ball down the line, and nice to see him get jammed a little bit and get that hit to left field too. I stand in there and stand on the baseball, and Mateo with a great piece of hitting on the second nobody out situation, and then you see Mateo steal a base. So, yeah, those two guys are exciting players when they're on the bases, and it's nice to get them, nice to have them produce offensively for us tonight.
I know Matt Austin's one of the best hitters in baseball, but what have you seen from Keegan Aiken against left-handed batters this season to make life not having as much?
Well, I think that. One, it wasn't a terrible pitch, but the slider, the pitch before, was kind of a backup, and I'm sure that Matt was just selling out for fastball there because of the slider before wasn't real good. So I think just slider consistency, honestly, being able to put guys away and locate the slider down and away, because Aiken does have a good fastball, and it's got a lot of life to it, and you see when he's rolling, he gets a lot of bad swings and guys are late. But he's got to be able to throw the slider or the changeup and not have them just be able to sit heater. I think Matt probably did right there and took a great swing at it. Give him credit. He's a great, great player.
You know, the pitching plans are very much up in the air right now, but after how he's looking, considering giving Povich more outings after that?
Pitching plans are definitely up in the air right now. We're series to series.
Thanks.